Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 23rd, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. Very honored today to have Sandra Pelly here as our monthly guest presenter. Welcome, Sandra.
Pleased to be here. Thank you. Yeah.
So I'm going to say a little bit about Sandra. Today's presentation is called Heal Your Wounded Inner Child. And this is if you experience challenges in your relationships, work life, and daily activities. Those negative emotions could contribute to those difficulties, including guilt, shame, and unworthiness. And they were all seated in your first 5 years of life. Fascinating. And Sandra, I understand you're going to be working with us with the little U, capital L, capital U, which is at the heart of these issues.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what we can expect tonight is Sandra's going to gently guide us into sacred space, hand in hand with our little you. She will journey back to an epicenter moment from our childhood, an emotional wound that's causing undesirable behaviors and reactions. And Sandra's going to help us heal this traumatic childhood memory. And amazingly, she's going to help us feel secure and comfortable throughout this process. I can't wait. I got some childhood wounding to heal here. All right, a little bit about Sandra before we begin. She teaches higher self-connection at the Metaphysical School. That's an online presence. She's been a frequent guest on the Transformation to Joy Telesummit and is a teacher in their Energy Empowerment Masterclass. She's also done mastermind classes with her mentors, Marilyn Ilaria and Angela Anderson. Actually, Marilyn was one of the very first people who invited me into their online program as a presenter. So she and I go back a long way. She really got me launched into doing this whole online thing.
I love that.
I have a huge debt of gratitude to Marilyn. In 2017, Sandra discovered how to live in the energy and manifest her dreams into reality. Her ability to discover people's important hidden pieces helps them move beyond their obstacles. Her book, A Spiritual How-To, tells of her journey and contains simple tools and advice. Sandra is currently writing her second book about her spiritual journey and the beautiful experiences that are possible when we accept death. Mm. And you're also called the Sandini.
I am.
And boy, the services you offer, I thought I offered a lot, but I got nothing on you here. You've got the Empowering the Healer Within program, Vision Quest, Soul Readings, Pineal Chakra Activations, Rewriting Energy Patterns, Epicenter Reiki, Higher Self One-Liners, Manifesting by Living in the Energy, Paint Night with a Twist, Tarot, Oracle Card Readings, Animal Communication, Chakra Workshops, Basic Shaman Courses, Channel Meditations. Oh my gosh, so much. And there will be links to Sandra's website and her Facebook page for those who go into the archive. And you can, and those of you who got here, obviously you read a post about this and you can get that info directly online there. If you're an Awakening Plus member, of course, that information will also be in the archive. So did I leave anything important out here?
No, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Benjamin.
Cool. All right. Well, take it away, Sandra.
Thanks so much. Okay. Thank you so much. I'd like to start with saying that although it sounds like I do an awful lot, it all comes around to the same sort of thing. I'm very much an energy worker. And what we're going to be doing tonight is literally working with the energy, and we will be rewriting the energy of an event. So I love how all those bits and pieces come together. As I'm speaking, as I'm leading us up to the moment where we start the process, I just would like you all to be aware that there is this beautiful, gentle energy vortex that is clearing out all of the negative stresses of today and just kind of going through all the different layers of energy that you're currently in this present moment in the here and now. And it's just clearing the energies and preparing you for this process. I wanted to speak a little bit about the little you before we do the process as well. The little you, from the moment of conception, truly until at least 5 years of age and possibly a little bit beyond, there are things that happen during that time that affect us into this moment now. And it presents itself in many different ways, depending on what happened in your childhood. I could go into a numerous amount of explanations and examples. However, I would like this process to be very unique to you without having any preconceived ideas going into it. Suffice it to say that the ruts that we're in today usually lead back to something that happened to us as a child. And we are still holding that energy as though we are a child. We are in a space where we are not recognizing that we are an adult now. We're holding it as a child would. And that's what we're going back to do, is we're going to go back and find that epicenter, find that moment, and then rewrite the energy of it so that we can put it to rest, facilitate the healing around it, and allow that little you to enjoy life as that little you is meant to. I want to talk a little bit about some different types of concepts here. Being, of course, that this is the Astral Shaman show, and I'm really connecting into my own shaman roots of late, I wanted to bring up about deer and how there's many different types of deer, and they have all these unique abilities, just like the physical body of ourselves does. We have the power of three, the me, myself, and I. That's the little you, the physical body, and the higher self. And we really want to bring those three parts together. The deer are very much like that. They adapt to areas. There's fast running deer. There's deer that climb very well. There's also deer that are great jumpers. Also too are the birds and the trees. The birds will coexist on every level in a tree. And in that coexistence, that is what we too are bringing to us in this moment, is this coexistence of ourselves with our higher self and our little you. So without too much more ado, what I would love for you to do is to take a beautiful cleansing breath, relax into this moment, and close your eyes and listen to the words. Understand that I do feel the energy, and I will guide you through this in a beautiful journey that is coming from all of our guides at this time. So understanding as well that this beautiful energy that we're in has been cleared out very nicely. So I'm going to call in the directions first of all, calling in the east and the elements of the wind, calling in the south and the elements of fire. Calling in the west and elements of water. And calling in the north and the elements of the Mother Earth. Calling in everything within yourself. As well as everything that is without yourself. And making a connection with our little you right off the bat, I ask you to connect with your little you. And it truly is as simple as saying, I'd like to connect with your little you, with my little you. Feel into the energy of your little you in this moment. Get a sense of possibly how they're feeling, whether they're excited, whether they're a little bit intrepid, and assuring them that this is a beautiful space and you're going to do this incredible journey together. And let's take a moment to play with our little you by doing something that I call the brain slide. So feel into the energy of that little you on the top of your head. Taking a beautiful breath. And imagine a slide going down into your heart space. And invite your little you to slide down that slide and feel the woohoo-wee. Let's do that again. Imagine that little you on the top of your head. And this time they're inviting you to join them. So imagine the two of you there on this beautiful slide. However it's going, whether it's up and down, whether it's in curves, just imagine this beautiful slide and how it's going down towards your heart space. Ask your little you how they want to go down. Do they want to sit on your lap? Do they want to lead the way? Do they want you to lead the way? and go down that slide. Feel the woo-hoo-wee. And as you're sliding into that heart, that beautiful space, imagine a color. And feel that color, how beautiful it is for you, how beautiful it is for your little you. And understand that you have such beautiful, incredible power on this journey. That you personally have the ability to be the witness. That your little you has the ability to be the witness. This is a great opportunity for the two of you to enjoy some time together. And as you are sitting in that beautiful, colorful room, that heart space, look beyond and imagine this incredible star. This star has what is called prisma colors. That it is just like this beautiful iridescence. And it has all this color that's just shooting off in all different directions. It's so magical. It is absolutely beautiful. Feel how your little you is responding to this incredible star. And when you look at each other, you can see the star in each other's eyes, the beautiful colors. And you place this star between the two of you as you're sitting on the ground. Having a sense of what type of ground you're sitting on. And that this magical star is between the two of you. And when you put your hands up, palms above the star, both of you, you can just feel the energy that's flowing from here. And as you look around the room, that beautiful heart space that you're in, you can see how it is refracting the colors all around you. And it feels very stabilizing. Very comforting. And that you personally have the ability to turn up the brightness and the colors. And you have the ability to turn it down. Asking your little you how they would like to have these colors. Letting them play with the colors of this star. Feel the magic of how happy your little you is in this moment. The wonder, the awe, and how connected you are right now with your little you. That you are sharing this beautiful space, this moment with your little you. expressed your little you how much you would like to do a journey with them, with her, with him. And look at the willingness of your little you at this moment. Let them know that you are going back, that you're going back in time, that you're going to be taking a look into this beautiful star and bringing up an incredible, fun moment, a very poignant moment in your childhood. One that may be the only moment of complete happiness that you had as a child, or one of many. Feel the energy that's flowing from your hands into the palm of that beautiful star that is between you and your little you, and how it is creating this energy vortex within the star. Remembering to breathe. And feel how you and your little you are being drawn gently into the vortex of this star. And that as you're flowing down, it's almost as though you're going down the slide into your heart again. Feel the joy of your little you. That this is a comfortable moment, a comfortable feeling. And if slides are intimidating, imagine you're going down a set of stairs instead. Whatever feels comfortable to you, to your little you. And that you're going deeper and deeper and deeper. Down, down, down into this vortex. And that you stop for a moment and you look up. And in looking up, all those colors that were refracting off the walls in that beautiful heart-spaced room are above you and all around you. And it's like looking up into the sky at night with all the stars. And what is a few words that your little you wants to tell you about what they see when they look up? Just allow those words to flow into your thoughts. And feel the connection growing between you and your little you. And as you continue through this vortex, stairs, slide, deeper and deeper down, you are now holding hands, either both or one, and very gently continuing to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And now you're starting to witness a bright spot near the bottom. And you can feel how much space you have gone through as you're nearing this bright spot. And as you're nearing this bright spot, this image is becoming clearer and clearer of a moment in your childhood where you felt joy. And as you're getting closer to it, you are witnessing the joy of your little you in that moment of time. Allow that energy to radiate out to you and feel the ripples of it as it joins with that positive energy that's coming from your own heart and from your own little you's heart. As your little you welcomes you to this moment. And take a moment to understand this time. Witness what is happening. Maybe you're able to know from a picture that you have in your childhood, or a toy from your childhood, or a pet. Maybe it's about a food that you ate as a child, an experience that you had when you were young. Feel the emotion, the joy in that right now. Remembering to breathe. And as you're feeling this beautiful energy of that moment, your little you is offering it to you to hold dear in your heart. And with that, she's also, and he is also, giving you a key. And feel the shape of that key. And it feels like it's a magical key. And get a sense of what your key looks like. What's the material made of? What's the color? What's the shape? Imagine you're holding it in your hand. And your little you is letting you know that this is the flip side of this memory. So with honor, grace, ease, trust, and respect for your little you, you accept this key on an entirely new level. Feel the rightness of that. That this is a beautiful bond of trust between the two of you. And know that as you are going further on this journey, that now you are being asked to be the witness. That with the rest of this journey, you will only feel when you are asked to feel. That for the time being in this space here and now, you will be the witness. Feel the acceptance of that. And look at the love and trust that is in your little you's eyes for you. Your little you is so ready to let go of whatever this is. That you are ready to bear witness to whatever this is. Again, understanding that you have a beautiful power within you. And feel how you are actually coming down to the size of your little you in this moment, this joyful moment that's been here. And feel the incredible joy of that moment again from your childhood. And that energy vortex has been created again, but this time it is actually out in a direction. Whatever direction feels right for you, whether you have to turn to the side, whether it's in front of you, or whether you have to turn to the back. And as you prepare yourself, ask your little you if they want to be carried on your, in your arms, on your back, if they want to hold your hand, if they want to walk in front, if they want to walk behind. Giving your little you the freedom to approach this in the best manner for them, for the highest good and for the most benevolent reasons. And start to go down the direction, however it is. Move into that energy vortex and feel the path that is before you. And that you're going deeper and deeper into this energy vortex. And that in front of you, again, is this bright light. And it may be staying bright or it may be getting dark. You are only witnessing this. And you're asking your little you to only witness this. And you're moving closer and closer and closer, going deeper and deeper into this vortex. And you reach the edge. And feel as though you are witnessing a TV show or a movie. A day in the life, a moment in time that you are watching. Understand again that you are only the witness So take a breath and feel into that happy memory that you had before. Knowing that you are okay, that you are sharing this moment with your little you, that you are there to help your little you, that you have the complete ability to help your little you. Feel the power of that. And you may have caught a glimpse of what that reveal was. Allow more of it to unfold before you as the observer again. You may feel the little you gripping your hand very tightly, or grasping you around the neck very tightly because you have them in your arms. Let them know that you are there to help them, that you are only watching this, that she or he is not really there in that moment of time right now, that they are just watching. And if you have to, let your little you know that again. Feel how that little you is starting to believe what you are saying, is starting to trust what you are saying. Ask that little you if you can use the key that they gave you. And your little you plays an important role now in showing you this keyhole for that key. With direction from your little you, is it you that's putting the key in, or the little you putting the key in? Being open. With no expectations, no limitations, and being okay with the outcome. And if your little you is okay with it, help your little you turn the key 1/3 of the way. In doing that, you and your little you can step into that moment again as witnesses. And you are going to direct the one who is living in that moment to take a step back from that experience. Welcome that little you towards you. Embrace them. Show them how much you care. And let them know you're there to help. Now ask that living in the moment part of the little you to go step back into that scene, but that there has been a change for the positive. And this time it will be very small, but quite noticeable for your little you. It may be that a door remains closed. It may be that the bicycle doesn't crash. It may be that they've been able to avoid. It may be that the person changes. There's so many variables, but your little you has noticed that something has changed for the better in that moment. Invite that little you back towards you. And let them know how proud you are of them. For being able to see the power within them. How is your little you feeling in this moment when they have been able to see that small change that's already been made? Feel that. Feel that wonder. Feel that hope. And then have them go back into that moment of time. And there is even more positive changes in there. It could be something as simple as the clothing that's being worn, that it's in a different location, that there's someone else there as well now, that the day is brighter. But feel how that little you that is in that moment is creating a very unique change. And invite that little you back towards you. You can almost feel like they want to give you high fives as they run towards you to hug you, and just they're so excited at the changes. Embrace that little you. Let them know how proud you are of them. And they want to tell you how happy they are, how she is, how he is. So happy that you're there to help them do this. And have that little you go back a third time. And in this time, feel the magic of the moment that has been created. And feel how your little you, that it was living in all of those moments, is inviting the living little you, the immersion of those two little yous together. That this incredible magical moment feels like that incredible moment that your little you showed you at the beginning. Accept that. Trust that. Believe that. Your little you does. And witness how they are now as one or as two, drawing on a piece of paper, a beautiful scene of their choosing. And even if you had witnessed two of them drawing, feel how they are merging together and creating this beautiful masterpiece. Feel the energy of that drawing. And as they are finishing up their finishing touches on it, your little you rises up and gives it to you. They are so thankful that you were there to help. Let them express their gratitude to you. Accept that with the joy that it's given. Receive it with joy. And take a moment to say whatever you want to your little you. Take this time to empower that little you, to say all the things that you wish someone had said to you in that moment. Be that someone now. And allow whatever to flow. Thank you. that no matter what your experience was in this moment, that this is your experience, that is your rebuilding, your rewriting. You're making a positive impact on your life. Embrace your little you. Ask them if they're ready to return. And if they want to stay where they're at, that is okay. Because you know where they're at in this moment, this beautiful space. And if they want to come back with you, that's okay. Let them know how much you love them. And get that beautiful image of your little you in that moment. Feel that in your third eye, in your mind's eye, in your heart, in your sacral chakra, in your belly. And feel it in your root chakra. Feel how grounding this moment is. And as you begin your journey back through that first energy vortex, that one that led you to this moment, feel the cords of energy that are already going out in front of you, that are already causing a ripple effect into the past, present, and future. As you're coming out of this first vortex, getting closer and closer to that very happy moment that you shared with your little you. Feel the joy that's radiating from you as you come into that space. And look in your hand. There's that key. Has it changed? Is it still the same? Is it something else? Another gift from your little you. And as you're leaving that incredibly happy moment that you first shared with your little you and coming up through the energy vortex back towards the here and now. Again, feeling these energy cords going out all over the place, creating these beautiful ripples in the energy that are affecting every realm, every dimension, every lifetime, every lifeline, for the highest good and for the most benevolent reasons. And as you're coming up higher and higher and higher in this energy vortex, closer to your physical body, feeling the same positive ripples going into the RNA and DNA, all the way into the molecular levels of your physical body. All the way back to the master body, all the way back to the divine source, to the beginning of everything. And in that moment of clarity, that magnificent prisma star, and you step into that star. Taking a few breaths, conscious breaths, breaths of awareness, breaths of settling into this new energy. Feeling within your entire body, the physical and the energetic body. This shift that is happening on so many levels. Feeling how you are that prisma-colored star. That your shape alone dictates how magnificent you are as that prisma star. Breathe into the acceptance of that. Feeling it settling in, the grounding of your feet in the here and now, in the present moment. Beautiful. And as your feet have settled into the dirt of Mother Earth, feel them on the floor where you are. Or the perception of them being on the floor. And feel how this experience is solidifying within your physical body as it travels up through all that you are. That you are emerging with this incredible star as a new you. That you have reclaimed that part of your life. That you have personally gone back and facilitated a healing with your little you. Feel the power of that in this moment. Take a breath into that. Feel the magnificence of that. As you're beginning to feel your physical body, where it is in the here and now, however you're laying, however you're sat, however you're seated. And as you take your breath, feeling the expansion of your rib cage. Feeling a very interesting awareness, being open, with no expectations, n- no limitations. And being okay with the outcome. And in that doing this work, you have fulfilled a very magical part of you. And that this work will continue to evolve, unfold, and possibly present itself. However, you are this incredible, powerful being. And in that moment that it presents itself, you are the witness. And in that moment, recognize how much you've changed. And as you're coming more fully into your physical body, you may feel like you have changed, you may feel different, or you may feel exactly the same. And it is okay, whatever. Accept. Trust. Believe. It is in the knowing. And I do ask that you drink some water. And so it is.
Thank you, Sandra. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Okay, if anyone has any questions or comments, we are open to those. You can type it in the chat window if you like, or you can simply unmute yourselves. I just made that possible. So anyone who's on the live call, you're welcome to just click your little microphone icon and share your experience, whatever you're called to share.
Oh, I love that comment. That was so groovy. Thanks. I love that.
Sandra, this is my name is Sabrina. I'm sorry I cannot turn my camera on because my connection is really bad. Okay. Well, two things. One thing, what the moments that I went to, that like painful moment, it's something that I did not remember. Okay. It was not in my conscious memory. And after that, I felt. Once like we fixed that and we changed that was very nice, but then I started having all these emotions that are related to things that I am going through right now and related to my responses to those situations right now. And my conclusion is that I'm just thinking right now that maybe those emotions, I mean, that was the seed level of the emotions that I have right now. Is that so?
Beautiful observation. Absolutely beautiful observation. I would say that a good portion of that is absolutely correct, for sure. The what affects us in our childhood, we are still having that childhood reactions to when we're experiencing the same sort of things as an adult, but we have no idea why we're reacting that way. So you just put it in a nutshell. Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Anyone else like to share live? Please just unmute yourself and speak. So while we're waiting, I'll share. There's been a few things typed in the chat window, and I'll read those out here. See if we get back to where we were. So Sharon typed, "That was so amazing. I can't tell you how much more complete I feel. I am so grateful for this journey. Thank you."
You're welcome.
And then Cindy typed, "I dozed at a crucial period, the whole traumatic memory. I wonder if that was self-protective or a mistake. Is it reclaimable in further hypnosis? Does it actually matter what it was?" Do you want to address that,
Cindy? Beautiful. Yes, I do. I love that. Okay. What is happening there is your body is allowing you to go to an even more deeper level so that a healing can be done at an even more deep level. What? You were going to say something,
Benjamin? No, you temporarily froze, but it all came through. You're fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so was it a mistake or was it self-protection? I'm actually being told that it was actually you going into a very deep level so that the work that could be done at a very deep level. Is it reclaimable in further hypnosis? Truly, it's likely that it's an event that you really didn't even need to witness, but needed to have a healing facilitated around that. So there's probably no point really in going back and doing further hypnosis around that. As was guided, you're in acceptance, trusting, and believing. Am I freezing again?
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. Thank you. Is it reclaimable? And does it actually matter what it was? No, it doesn't actually matter what it was. Just like for Sabrina, she wasn't consciously aware of what that event was, but she recognizes the emotions as being ones that she's living with before this meditation today. I'm not going to say now because it was before this meditation. Okay. So ideally that answers all those questions.
Cool. So I saw that Anne Julie had unmiked herself or unmuted. So, Anjuli, if you'd like to unmute yourself again and ask your live question, we'd love to hear that. Hi.
Hi, I actually had a similar experience to the last message, so it was answered within that. I struggled to have an individual experience as I could feel another part of me dissociating, having some kind of trauma response to just like multiple episodes of, you know, just being torn down. But I had this, as you were sharing and guiding us, I just had this really strong voice that came through that just said, we don't have to be hurt by those people anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I could feel it all just start to clear off. So it was beautiful. It just felt fantastic.
Beautiful. I love that. Also, too, I believe the recording is available in his archives, in Benjamin's archives. And what I suggest, too, is every time that you go back and listen to it, be aware that the likelihood of going back and doing anything with what you've just done is going to be probably non-existent. It'll be something entirely new each time that you go through this experience, okay? Because there's so many layers to us and so many things that happened to us during a childhood. Like with my experience there, it brought up a memory of this fence that my sister fell into, and I was helpless and trying to call for somebody to help me. And I physically changed the fence as a little you in that moment. It was really interesting. So understand that every time that you listen to this, whether you're falling asleep or whether you're very aware of what those moments are, that it will likely be a different moment every single time, okay? Or another layer of it.
Yeah, that actually applies to all the recordings in the Awakening Plus archive. People tell me they've done the same recording over and over again, and you have a different experience every time.
Yeah. Exactly.
And from Catherine's question, will there be a recording available? Yes. The way I do this program is that the live events are usually free to the public. And if you want to get into the archive, then you join the actual membership, which is currently like $19 a month. And there's like a 240 recordings in the archive, and they're all super juicy and powerful, and it's, people tell me it's a pretty good bargain.
Spectacular. I just want to address something here. I'm looking at the chat as well. Shannon said that she didn't know what caused her fear. I wasn't shown that. I went back to the fear from it. I'm unsure what she means by that. And she's asking if she should go try to go deeper to see what the trauma was. I'm not under sure what she meant by I went back to the fear. So Shannon, if you can clarify that, please. I believe it's Shannon. Shannon Peck or Sharon Peck? In the meantime, who else would you like to have there?
Well, I see that Julie has unmuted herself. Actually, Julie, hang on. Elaine is so. Let's give Elaine a moment. So, Elaine, question or comment?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Good. I realized it was something generational. Mm-hmm. My parents were not heard as children, and neither was I. So to experience that in my whole entire lifetime, that I wasn't even being heard even beyond my parents. Can you even imagine carrying that weight my entire life through my jobs, through my relationships? And that was a great healing for me, because today I literally said to my mother as I was driving her to a doctor's appointment, stop, just stop. Am I a mute or something? I was not being heard. That is the, I'm 57 years old and I've been carrying this weight on my shoulders. Why am I not being heard? Why is that? My father lost his hearing at 21. Okay. He wasn't being heard. Even as a child, he was born late in life. My mother wasn't being heard and she had to be a caregiver for the family. So why in the world did I have to take this on? Meaning every time I was heard, I was literally punished for it, verbally and abusively. Now, that is crazy because it is filtered over with men. Every time I had a serious relationship with a man, it seemed like I wasn't allowed to be myself. So I came around feeling like myself, finally complete now. I knew I had to show up for this healing. Yeah. Because why should a person be for being themselves? That's the craziest thing. And I've had to carry it my whole entire life. My God, it just had me break down in tears. What a healing I had, because now I am going to be heard.
I would love to take this a step further, Elaine. I really do. Thank you. I hear you. We all hear you, okay? We have heard you. I love that. I want you to take this a step further in understanding that now is the time to begin you hearing you. Because this is the most important step of this.
Exactly.
Okay? Beautiful.
It is my time.
Yeah. And I say that because I've gone through that experience myself.
Yeah, I think the block was because I wasn't being heard generationally. Therefore, I didn't listen to myself. And just that whole energy vortex, everyone was picking up on it. It was like I was in this bottomless pit in this sea of an abyss that I could never get out of. Just incredibly off the chain, no matter how many lifetimes I was running through the Akashic Records. Get rid of this curse. It was a curse. Wow. Literally a curse. And there is no reason that I know, being a shaman, that I had to carry the weight of a generational family problem. No reason. Why would I want to carry that? Why do I have to have a neon sign over my head that I was supposed to carry that? That is bizarre. And it makes no sense at all, as if I was the chosen one out of the family. It just, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, can I make a comment to that, Elaine?
Yes, please.
You were the chosen one. You are the one who is here to break the cycle. Wow.
Wow. That's a eye-opener, Sandra. I never thought of it that way. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing.
So would I actually find my family? Thank you. Would I actually find my family reacting to me differently now because of that breakthrough?
So what I would do is be open with no expectations, no limitations, and being okay with the outcome. Because what you want to understand right now is that you personally are going to be reacting differently. However they react is their path. Okay, do you understand what I say when I'm saying that? Okay.
Yes, I do. I completely do. I just feel so, I feel like me. Before I felt like I was astral projecting all over the place. I wasn't myself. It was like the worst self-sabotage imaginable. And it was putting me in a spiral down effect that I was actually getting crisis after crisis after crisis and building to the point where it was taking my life away.
Elaine, we understand. We have to leave some time for some other callers. But
thank you. Thank you, Ben.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Sandra. Thank you.
All right. So Ken has raised his hand.
I think you're going to Julie next.
Yeah. Julie, if you're still there, let's have you jump in because you were next in line. So Julie, if you'd like to unmute yourself. Or not.
There she is.
I'm Julie. I'm not sure if there's another Julie because I had arrived a little late, so I'm going to be listening to the replay. Unfortunately, I had a few things to, you know, I had to drive my teenagers around today. So, I did catch the tail end, but maybe there was another Julie. I'm not sure if I am.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There was another one, and. So again, if you didn't have a particular question, we'll turn it over to Ken. Thank you.
But is it going to be as powerful listening to the replay? I know, like,
I get constant feedback from my members that the replays are just as powerful as the live events. The divine is always there in the replay. The recording is in the past, but the divine is in the present. So we have really
wonderful. Yeah, thank you, because it's something that's hard to connect with, and it is very important, and thank you both for offering this.
Oh, thank you, Julie. Thanks. All right, so now we're going to time for Ken. So, Ken,
what's up? Thank you, Benjamin, and thank you, Sandra. My experience was sort of a combination of the two people who previously spoke. Because I had the experience where all of a sudden I zoned out or dozed or something during that time. And I was like, what happened here? You know, how did this? And I was wondering was I doing something that, is it working, but I wasn't realizing it, you know, kind of cognitively. And the second thing is a lot like Elaine, like I've realized that my whole thing was not about not being heard, but not being supported. And I've realized recently that I had a past life when I was buried alive and, you know, kind of shunted and all this sort of stuff. And so it's a combination of all that. So I've got things like before being born, at the time of being born, and then it felt like this experience was trying to go back to a time when I was, you know, probably four or so, like that, about just being supported in being who I am.
Okay. was there a general question in that? I'm getting the impression that, go ahead, Ken.
I think it's just more of the experience and kind of supporting the others, that it's like, it's a combination of, this is a lot that's happening all over the place, because I don't even know what to ask, but I know something happened.
I love that. You know, you're accepting, you're trusting, believing, and I, like, in all honesty, I just, if you have ever heard of the rite of women, rite of the womb, it's a shamanic process. Anyway, in this process, women are doing things with women, and it's just this very powerful process. And when you're done, you have all these women that are standing behind you, that it's like all the generations that are standing behind you. And for this, with you right now, that's what I'm feeling with you, is there's this, all these people, all these guides, all these spirits that are standing behind you, to the sides of you, all around you. And it's like hundreds deep. Like, you are so supported, Ken. Okay.
I had that in a constellation, a family constellation workshop too. similar experience.
There you go.
I'll speak briefly to the going on. I actually phased out for a moment myself during that process. What my experience has been in other processes, especially like plant spirit work, is, you know, sometimes something's happening that's so intense, it's literally more than the ego can handle. And so you get a moment of what I call spiritual anesthesia. The ego is blanked out for a moment. They put your consciousness under, they do the work, and then they wake you back up. Okay, it's okay now. I remember when ayahuasca ceremony, they took me in and out 9 or 10 times during that ceremony. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got deep work, go to sleep, come back. It was like, oh my God, it's like a strobe light.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's cool. Let's catch up real quick with the group chat. A lot of people have typed. Carlin was curious about deep yawns when in meditative state. What's the reason? It's like I'm expelling something through exhales. Do you have a thought on that, Sandra?
Say that again, because I didn't catch
wondering what he's yawning a lot, and he's wondering if there's a signal.
Oh, okay. That's essentially what all that's happening is it's your physical energy, your physical body is processing what the energy is doing. Mm-hmm. Because we are, like, everything is energy. Energy is all around us, and we have to have some way of moving that energy. It's just like the recommendation to drink water, because the water helps us to flow through it. Same thing with the yawning. You're moving that breath, and breath is connection to the lungs. Breath is connection to the energy, and that yawning is helping the physical body to process. That's why when you're coming out of the process, I'm talking about how different your body may feel. And that is part of it. That yawning is helping you to move the energy that no longer is required.
Wow, cool. And Elaine said she had a monumental healing. Her parents were not ever heard by their parents, so they generationally put that on her growing up. Wow, you've got some very powerful results here. That was a potent process. So there's tons of questions here. Sandra, do you want to let's give Camille a moment. We do mostly live callers, and then we'll work in the written as
well. Oh, I really don't have a question. It was beautiful. I thought the journey was so special. I felt so protected with my little one, and hand in hand, we did everything together. And she even wanted to go first. Then I needed to go first. It was beautiful. Very healing, very special, sweet and gentle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Benjamin and Sandra, of course. I'm speaking to you.
Your energy feels really light now, Camille.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks again, Camille, for making this possible. It was your recommendation of Sandra that made this whole thing happen.
She's pretty amazing. Thank you.
This person wants to know, is it natural that most people experience a generational, I guess generational healing is what they're referring to?
You know what? Anything's possible. I do this ancestral, I have an ancestral healing meditation, and the way I set it up, the way I was guided to set it up, I walk people back 2 or 3 generations. However, I've had people do that and they go back 27 generations. So yes, generational healing is really going to happen because of the exact same thing that I've said to the previous person about how we were in the energy. We're all energy. We all come from the same energy. We all go back to the same energy, and we're all linked in that same energy. And when those ripple effects that were being spoken of are going through every lifetime, every lifeline, every dimension, every realm, yeah, it's going to be generational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My experience is a lot of people start with their own shadow work. And when they get enough of that, they start on the generational work, and then some go beyond that and start, you know, processing for anyone in the collective who needs it that they can.
Exactly. Yeah.
So some of us are doing all those levels. There's quite a few comments. I'm skimming through the ones that feel most critical for us.
Sure.
One says, it is such a huge drain to not be heard. How amazing for you to heal that. I will need to clear that from my own energy. How can I do that? The clearing the wounding from not being heard.
I do. You could, for one, go back and re-listen to this, or for another, start to hear yourself. I say this because I had this very intense dream one night, and I literally was writing it in my morning pages. The next morning, it was like 3 or 4 pages long. And when I started to figure out what it meant, it was that my Dad didn't see my mom and myself and my sister, didn't see us as kids. My dad doesn't see my kids either. And when I started to look at it, then I thought, okay, well, if he's not seeing us, where am I not seeing myself, right? And in not seeing myself, where can I start to see myself? So I really started to really look a lot more closely at that. And what happened was, when I started to pay attention to myself, my dad started to notice things in the house. He'd been living with us for 4 years. He started to notice things in the house that he'd been sitting beside for 4 years, but had never noticed before that. So again, there's that generational. So how do you go back and do this? Truly, one of the easiest steps is to actually just start to see where you're not seeing yourself. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've managed to read through all the rest of the typing things. A couple or three people affirm that the replays in Awakening Plus are powerful. So they're affirming that's true. The rest were mainly conversation among different people. I don't know that those need to be spoken into the recording here.
Julie just put a really good one on the bottom there.
Yeah, read that.
Okay. If you were adopted as an infant, does a generational trauma impacted you as much? Again, we're all connected. So yes, any work that you do, whether you know who your biological parents are or not, you're helping whatever generations, okay? You are helping the generation of the people that you have been adopted into, and you're impacting the generations of those of your biological family as well. You don't need to know. You know, that's as simple as it is, I guess.
Yeah. And I'll add, in my own experience doing this level of work, or similar work, not exactly what you do, of course, but I've never seen anyone get assigned processing they were not ready to do. My experience is it's a very fair playing field, and you may get something going on that will stretch you and may cause you to seek additional resources to work with it, but that would be for the very purpose of expanding your capabilities. And I believe that actually of all challenges that a human experiences, it's designed to help you grow more powerful, more conscious, more loving, more awake, if handled in a good way.
Beautiful. Yes.
None of us have to worry about getting overloaded. It just doesn't happen. If it's an invitation to grow more powerful if it's not easy to handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So any other live callers want to throw a question in here? This is some of the juiciest Q&A we've ever had at Awakening.
Thank you.
So last call for feedback. We've had some really juicy combo here. Any else want to type in the chat window or unmute themselves and share? If you're on a phone, it's *9 to unmute. Of course, if you're on an electronic device, it's just click that little microphone with a slash through it. If you can't see it, okay, here's a phone caller. And let me unmute them. Hey, you're live.
Hey, oh, woohoo, I was doing it wrong. Thank you so much. I have a quick question.
Sure.
I really enjoyed that. And what I found interesting was almost from the beginning, I knew right kind of where I was going to go. Is that weird or normal? I don't know. In that childhood, I think it was something that's been aching to be healed in a way. But then on the way back, when we were coming back and you said, say anything that you want, I found myself wanting to say, you know that you're loved, know that you matter, know that, you know, anyone else's love, it doesn't matter as much as you loving yourself. Is that a normal, I mean, I feel it's like the things I've always wanted to hear or be said to myself. So I kind of did.
I love that. I think what you just said is very, very powerful. And it's so true, because really when we truly step into the power of who we are, we become even more powerful when we decide to love ourselves. So all those words that you wanted to say to your little you, say them to yourself as well, because they are so important. They truly are. And that statement about you knew where you were going to go. That's fine. That's fine. Sometimes we are given little glimpses. Like there'll be times where you'll have a dream or a thought about an event that happened in your childhood, and you'll be having it for months off and on here and there, and you have no idea why. And then suddenly you're sitting in a group like this, and it's like, ah, that's why, because it was ready. It was preparing me to go back and facilitate the healing on it.
Mm-hmm. And I would add, if you're going to get into stuff like this, do not worry about normal.
Yeah.
We are with you. We have our own.
That's true, Ben. You're right.
Right one's always here. Yeah. Mine's very good about that.
Yeah. Well, what was funny was I was trying to do it in such a hurry. Like, I wanted to get it all in. Like, oh my gosh, you need to know that you're loved no matter what. No one, you know, it was just interesting. Like, I felt like I had to fit it all in so quickly before it ended. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, you've got the, if you're in Awakening Plus, this is in the archive. You can play it back as much as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different experience every time.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Great feedback. Thank you. And I see Diana is here. And so Diana, hi.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the meditation. I felt bad because I fell asleep.
It's all right.
And I'm wondering if it's deep work was being done while I was okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Benjamin actually alluded to that as well, that that it's like a spiritual anesthesia. And someone else actually, Alicia wrote, how do you suggest we continue the inner child work in our own practice if we work from an unconscious space? Truly, what every one of you who is curious about having fallen asleep is understand that if you think that you're not doing something, you are putting that limiting belief on yourself. Truly stepping into being open with no expectations, no limitations, and being okay with the outcome is opening you up to doing this work wherever you are and all the time. Okay. So when you're doing things from an unconscious space, that's okay, because that's how most of the things that happened to us happen, is in that subconscious space. It's in bringing this awareness around to it, to at a different perspective, that's when we're starting to have the feelings come up with it, etc. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it does. Okay. Yes. Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll mute you back, Diana. And there's a few things that have come in. Comment on a beautiful healing. Some people are asking about your website info. So, Sandra, why don't you speak how, again, this is in the email I sent today on June 23rd. Her full contact info is linked from that email that you hopefully saw to get here in the first place. But why don't you, Sandra, speak, just in case this audio is all they're getting, why don't you speak?
For sure. I really can't say as to what my web page is, because I was not using it very much. And because I came on here, so thank you, Benjamin, thank you, Camille, I actually did a lot of upgrading on it in the last week. And I see someone's actually put it on there. Thank you so much, Ken. I really appreciate that. So yeah, I am available on Facebook, the Sandra Pelli, the Sandini, or Sandini, Sandra Pelli, I'm unsure what it is. But those are your two best bets to find me is that way, or via email, which is thesandini@gmail.com. Yeah. And the email that you sent out, that's how I found it.
Yeah. So good. That's posted there. And I think if they just searched your name.
Oh yeah.
Like Sandra Pelli is P-E-L-L-E-Y.
That's correct.
When I just searched your name, it came right up for me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it too the other day, and I was actually surprised how much information's out there on me now.
Okay, and any last calls for questions, comments before we wrap it up? Yes.
So yeah, I just wanted to further the conversation. Okay.
You're kind of fading out there with the tech. So Alicia, it sounds like we lost you. I apologize.
Right in the chat.
Is that a little bit better?
Yep.
Yeah, get really close to your mic and speak really loud. That may help.
Okay.
Or am I not?
I think you're both.
So Alicia, I'm afraid
not happening.
Yeah, you're
not happening. No.
Can you possibly type it? Sorry. And we do have Elaine wanting to speak also. So Elaine, jump in. Elaine?
Yes. I had a previous healer mention. Thank you very much, Benjamin. I found this very important to ask this. Due to the trauma of not being heard, and like you had mentioned about not being seen with your family, I also had that to deal with. But hemorrhaging, as if I wanted to escape this lifetime, my mother was hemorrhaging with me before I was even born. So it's a culmination of not being heard, not being seen, and then the hemorrhaging. So I'm wondering, is there any kind of session that I really should be looking for as a rebirthing process? And if so, like, what kind of resources should I be looking for in regards to that for a better healing?
Okay, so this is an awesome question. I love this question. And I want everybody to listen to this very clearly so that you have a better idea of how to use this meditation that we did today. Okay, so today I had to do it where it was very general because there was a group. If I was doing this one-on-one, and I'm telling you how to do this one-on-one right now. So Elaine, for yourself, this is conception to 5 years. That hemorrhaging is something that can have facilitating healing around. So what you're going to want to do is when you do this process, you're going to go back and you're going to, first of all, change the energy of what's happening in the womb. And all with regards to changing the excitement of you possibly being born, stopping the bleeding. You can change things from that in that moment. Do you understand what I'm saying with that?
Yes. Yes, okay. Exactly. Yes.
So the key is
replay.
Exactly. So the key is you're going back three times. And the reason for going back three times is, for one, you're dealing with the actual event. That's the past event. When you're going back the second time, essentially what you're doing is you are rewriting how you're reacting to that event in this present moment. That wanting to get out of this life, or whatever however you're reacting because of hemorrhaging in that moment, you're living those results of that right now. So you're going back and you're facilitating the healing around that then. And that third time that you're going back is essentially you are empowering your future. Okay. So that's why you go back three times to do something. And each time you slightly alter it to make it better. So for instance, if it was a car accident, the first time you went back, you would see that the car accident was about to happen and you maybe just squeezed by with the car. And the second time you went back, that other car wasn't even around. The third time you made it entirely to your destination that you were going to, instead of even having an accident. So this is kind of like how you go back and rewrite the energy of something.
Great. Thank you very much. Great advice. Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Also to Durani, I believe is the name, said, should we be aware of the next few days as a result of the healing experience? What should they be aware of? Truly what I would do is drink water, because it's allowing things to flow, to process. And as mentioned during the meditation, if things are popping up, like if memories of that are popping up, it's just truly stepping into the acceptance, the trust, and the belief that you have gone back and changed that, instead of choosing to go into the energy of what it was. Know that you've changed it. Okay.
Beautiful. So, Sandra, I'm feeling like this is a completion moment. Does that feel good to you?
Yep. Thank you.
So many thanks to everyone who came. Sandra, wow. This has been extraordinary feedback, an amazing process. Thank you so much for blessing us with your presence today. So again, if you want to learn more about Sandra, you can either go to the links in the emails I've been sending out, or if you're an Awakening Plus member, all of her contact info will be with this event in the description in the archive. Mm-hmm. Or just Google Sandra Pelley, P-E-L-L-E-Y, and she should come right up. If you, especially if you put Sandra Pelley Sandini, S-A-N-D-I-N-I.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been incredible. I really appreciate it.
And I have to put in my own quick little plug. Of course, if you want to learn more about Awakening Plus, just go to awakeningplus.com, the word awakeningplus.com. If you're interested in my stuff, it's at astroshaman.com, and you can learn all about me there. But, you know, Sandra's the star of the show today. So if you feel, if you loved her work, go work with her. Go do some sessions. She'll be amazing, obviously.
Appreciate it.
All right, Sandra, any last words before we wrap it up?
That is everything. June really seems to be little you work. So if things are coming up, you guys, that's why June just is really, really about the little you this year, 2020. And our vision is shifting to accommodate the healings around little you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So anything else, Sandra, before we close?
That's everything.
All right. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. And follow up. thanks everyone, and follow up with me or Sandra with any questions, and many blessings to you all. Good night.